Rasulullah did not want to hurt anyone. He did not want revenge. This could have been the time Rasulullah finally gains revenge. Goes in, remembers all they had done when he had to send his brothers and sisters in Islam to Ethiopia, when he had to see the parents of Ammar be crucified in front of him, when he had to see Hamza and his liver get bitten, when he had to see all of the difficulties. He could have taken revenge now. He does not. Rahmatan lil alameen. Mercy to the worlds. He was sent. He comes in with Abu Sufyan and he tells the Muslims, I want you to march in each direction. North, east, south and west. Everyone march in with a flag and everyone chant as you march in. And Rasulullah began to chant. As the Muslims would go in with Abu Sufyan there, Rasulullah would say, those who come to the flag are safe. Those who go to the Kaaba are safe. Those who want to go to the house of Abu Sufyan are safe. Keep your weapons indoors. No one fight. We are not here to fight. Everyone is safe. Come to the flag and you are safe. Aside from a few skirmishes, everyone was safe. Rasulullah tried to keep as much peace as he could. The Quraysh submitted with 10 fingers. Everyone submitted to Rasulullah at this moment. The Muslims began to walk in and began to chant and began now finally their great victory. After all of this, Abu Sufyan watched on in disbelief, looking at all the different tribes that were with him in the Battle of the Trench. They were trying to kill Rasulullah. Now they're Muslims and now they're chanting Allahu Akbar. And he looks, how did this happen? And he turns to the uncle of Rasulullah Al-Abbas and he says, how great of a king is your nephew? And Abbas says to him, no, Ya Abu Sufyan, هذه النبوة. This is prophethood. This is not kingship. It's not royalty. He is sent from God. You would think that after this conquering of Mecca, someone who had experienced what Rasulullah had experienced would be boasting, would be walking around with their chest out and chin up. Instead, Rasulullah had his head down and sat alone as he wept. And he kept reciting to himself, Inna fatahna laka fathan mubina. We have granted for you a great victory. Remembering Hudaybiyah, when everyone doubted him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, this is your victory, Ya Muhammad. And then the ayah descended, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. If the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has come down to you and you see all of those people coming to join Islam in droves, then this is where you seek istighfar with your Lord and forgiveness with your Lord and you remain humble with your Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here graced Rasulullah and honored him. Rasulullah had now ruled Mecca.